Chapter 14. The Jewish People and Their Rebuilt Temple. Part 3. The fifth way we know the Jewish people really are ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the temple organizers are ready to build the temple. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Matthew 24:10-22. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So, when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
In other words, it's going to be horrible and you don't want to be there. But, according to our text, Jesus clearly reveals that a holy place or rebuilt Jewish temple is going to be in existence in the seven-year tribulation, because the Antichrist is going to go up into it and desecrate it, right? It's right there in the text. Do we see any signs of the Jewish people really getting ready to rebuild this last day's temple anytime soon in Jerusalem? Oh yeah. In fact, so much so that they have actual organizations dedicated to doing exactly that. Let's take a look at just two of them.
The Temple Institute. It was founded in 1987 in the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem's Old City. It is dedicated to every aspect of the biblical commandment to build the Holy Temple of God on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel is the founder and head of the Temple Institute, and he served in the paratrooper brigade which liberated the Temple Mount in the Six-Day War of 1967, and he was one of the first soldiers to reach the mount. He stated, "Through the years, the more I studied, the more I began to understand that we had only ourselves and our own inaction to hold accountable. God does not intend for us to wait for a day of miracles. We are expected to act. We must accomplish that with which we have been charged, to do all in our power to prepare for the rebuilding of the Holy Temple, and the renewal of the divine service." Their short-term goal is to rekindle the flame of the Holy Temple in the hearts of mankind through education, but their long-term goal is to do all in their power to bring about the building of the Holy Temple in our time. Towards this end, the Institute has begun to restore and construct the sacred vessels for the service of the Holy Temple. They are made according to the exact specifications of the Bible, and have been constructed from the original source materials, such as gold, copper, silver, and wood. These are authentic, accurate vessels, not merely replicas or models. All of these items are fit and ready for use in the service of the Holy Temple. Among the many items featured in the exhibition are musical instruments played by the Levitical choir, the golden crown of the high priest, and gold and silver vessels used in the incense and sacrificial services. And after many years of effort and toil, the Institute has completed the three most important and central vessels of the divine service: the seven-branched menorah, made of pure gold, the golden incense altar, and the golden table of showbread. The director of the International Department is headed by Rabbi Chaim Richman. Rabbi Richman has been associated with the Temple Institute since 1989. He states, "The Torah testifies that the Holy Temple in Jerusalem was the spiritual center for all mankind. All of Israel's prophets foretell that in the future, the Holy Temple will once again stand on Mount Moriah, and at that time all nations will worship there together. In our time, there is a great spiritual awakening concerning the importance of the temple." The Temple Institute views this awakening as divinely inspired, and actively seeks to share the desire and knowledge of the temple with people around the world, thereby laying the foundation for the spiritual revolution that will precipitate the rebuilding of the Holy Temple and the fulfillment of this prophecy in our time. The major focus of the Institute is the beginning of the actual rebuilding of the Holy Temple. The Temple Mount and the Land of Israel Faithful Movement. They are an Orthodox Jewish movement, based in Jerusalem, whose goal is to rebuild the third Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and reinstitute the practice of ritual sacrifice. The movement was founded by former Israel Defense Forces officer Gershon Salomon. Members of the movement are referred to as the Temple Mount Faithful. The group was established in 1967 and were the first significant group to advocate the Jewish takeover of the Temple Mount, and during the 1970s and 1980s Salomon stated, "Whoever controls the Temple Mount has rights over the land of Israel." But here's how it all started. Gershon Salomon was grievously wounded in battle against the Syrians. He experienced a miraculous deliverance from his would-be Syrian executors and felt God calling him to dedicate his life to the rebuilding of the temple. As Israel conquered the Temple Mount in 1967, Gershon, still on crutches, joined his fellow Israeli soldiers on the sacred grounds. What he witnessed that day would change his life forever. As Gershon and his fellow soldiers toured the Temple Mount, they encountered a neatly dressed Jordanian guide. Addressing them in English, the guide proceeded to give the Israelis a tour of the site, explaining where the temple, the menorah and the altar originally stood. When asked by the group of soldiers why he was showing them all this, the Jordanian guide answered, "We have a tradition from our fathers and they from their fathers that one day the Jews would wage a war and conquer this mountain and rebuild the Holy Temple." Then addressing the Israelis, the guide went even further saying, "I assume that you're starting tomorrow." Gershon further relates that the tour guide seemed to suddenly disappear, and the whole experience appeared so miraculous that he and other soldiers assumed the guide must have been an angel. Facing towards the Holy of Holies, Gershon solemnly pledged that day to work ceaselessly for the rebuilding of the temple. Among their stated objectives are, liberating the Temple Mount from Arab, Islamic, occupation, consecrating the Temple Mount to the name of God so that it can become the moral and spiritual center of Israel and of the entire world, and the rebuilding the third temple in accordance with the words of all the Hebrew prophets, Ezekiel 40-44. This temple will be a house of prayer for the people of Israel and all nations, Isaiah 56:7. The first stone of the third temple will soon be laid.
Wow. Sounds to me like somebody's pretty serious about building that temple. How about you? The organizations are here to do it. In fact, it gets even more wild when you see firsthand on location just how ready these organizations like the Temple Institute and Temple Mount Faithful really are. Make no mistake about it. These guys are ready to build the Last Days Temple. And that's just in the gift shop. Again, these are the same guys who are pumping out all these commercials saying, "We are ready to build the temple." In fact, here's another one saying they're ready, being aired in Israel.
The students are in their robes, studying the Torah.
The elder is praying in front of the class. In the next room are the Jewish children playing. But one of the older ones in the class stands and looks at the smaller ones playing. Then he takes out a wooden chest and pushes it out onto the floor. He stands on the chest and proceeds to call out to the little ones. They all stop what they are doing to look at him. They all stand and give him all their attention. There is a picture on the wall behind him. As he is talking, he starts pointing to the picture. It is a picture of the temple. They look at the picture and smile. He then opens the chest, and he takes out plastic belts and hands one to each child. They buckle them on and then put on plastic hard hats. They are ready to get to work on rebuilding the temple.
They then go into the room where the older students and men are.
They each take the hand of one man and they lead them out of the room.
The oldest boy that started the idea of putting on the tool belt is now standing in front of one of the older students and holds out his hand, encouraging him to stand. He too stands, takes the boy's hand and they join the others as they walk out of the room.
The old teacher turns around and there isn't anyone in the classroom. They have all gone through the door with the bright light. The children are ready.
Yes, once again, the children are ready. The question is, are you? And why do I ask? Because once again, what are we talking about here? This is the temple that the actual Antichrist will go up into halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. The rapture is around the corner, are you ready? The sixth way we know the Jewish people really are ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the finances are ready to build the temple. You see, you might be thinking, well hey, there's no way they're going to be able to pull this off, rebuilding the temple, because we're not just talking some average everyday edifice here. These guys aren't going to build this thing with stucco and plywood. They want this temple with real gold, tons of it, and real silver and precious stones, the whole nine yards. I mean, the expenses for this thing are going to be astronomical. How are they going to get enough finances for that? Well, that's why you need to pay attention to the methods they're using to raise the money for just that. First of all, you can go to their website and support them the old-fashioned way. In fact, they have many huge donations from Christian institutions from around the world, and it just keeps going. So much so that they've even got categories of different levels of giving. For instance, giving categories. The mitzvah level. $18. The Levitical choir level. $36. Here you'll receive a beautiful high-resolution photograph of a 10-string lyre and a message of gratitude from the Temple Institute. The high priest garments level. $54. Here you'll receive a beautiful high-resolution photograph of the garments of the high priest and a detailed description of all the elements of the high priest's garments and a letter of gratitude. The incense offering level. $120. Here you'll receive a beautiful high-resolution photograph of the golden incense chalice, and a short description of the chalice and how it is used by the priests in the daily incense offering and a letter of gratitude. The high priest's crown level. $180. Here you'll receive a beautiful high-resolution photograph of the golden crown of the high priest and a brief description of the golden crown and a letter of gratitude. The Ark of the Covenant level. $260. Here you'll receive a beautiful high-resolution photograph of the Ark of the Covenant and a brief description of the Ark and a letter of gratitude. The Platinum Family Membership. $500. Here you'll receive a Platinum Membership card which includes free entrance for you and your whole family to the Temple Institute Visitor Center. Exhibit Tour with Rabbi Richman. $1,000. Here you'll receive an exclusive tour of the Temple Institute's Visitor Center conducted by Rabbi Chaim Richman. Exclusive tour of the Temple Mount $5,000. Here you'll receive a special tour of the Temple Mount and Temple Institute's Visitor Center with Rabbi Chaim Richman. Preview of the architectural plans $50,000. Here you'll receive an exclusive preview of the current architectural plans with Rabbi Richman along with a tour of the Temple Mount and Temple Institute's Visitor Center. Now they're even going beyond those traditional methods of fundraising to even more popular trends of giving. Like the bucket challenge thing, remember that? And all those other crazy goofball fundraising gimmicks where people poured water over their heads. Well, they did that too, only theirs was called the Shofar Challenge.
The Temple Institute. I am here with the Shofar Challenge. What is the challenge? Blow the shofar and proclaim this year, and donate to the Temple Institute's Build the Third Temple crowdfunding campaign. Proceeds go towards creating the architectural plans for building the Holy Temple. If you can't blow the shofar, you can still donate to our Build the Third Temple campaign and nominate three others to accept the challenge within the next 24 hours. What's it all about? It's about taking responsibility for the ultimate goal of rebuilding the Holy Temple. For almost three decades, the Temple Institute has led the way in temple research and education and preparation of the sacred vessels ready for use in the Holy Temple. We call upon our supporters worldwide to blow the shofar and proclaim the clear message that the people of Israel have returned to the land of Israel and truly long for the Holy Temple. In these days, the shofar is blown daily, so let's take it one step further. We challenge you to blow the shofar, or at least try to blow, upload it, and then challenge three others to do the same. Take the challenge and please donate and help to make the dream of 2,000 years come closer to reality this year and rebuild the temple. I nominate the following to blow the shofar and contribute to the Temple Institute's Build the Third Temple campaign: Professor Jeffrey Wolf, Rabbi Toby Singer, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, Jonathan Felstein, Josh Hasting.
As you guys can see, they are using all kinds of methods, even modern methods, as well as traditional methods, to drum up the finances needed to rebuild this last day's temple. They're going to get the job done. In fact, you heard him mention another modern fundraising method, the crowdfunding campaign. Everybody does that nowadays. Whether it's for an emergency, or hospital bills, house burned down, businesses, you name it. And theirs has been very successful. The Temple Institute has created a $100,000 Indiegogo campaign to raise financing to construct the third temple, which it says will be a house of prayer for all nations and will usher in a new era of universal harmony and peace as prophesied in the Bible. One headline stated, "Want world peace? Build the third temple." The campaign slogan says, "Don't make history, make the future, build the third temple," and then it added, "After a millennia of yearning, The Temple Institute is paving the way for the rebuilding of the temple, including the recreation of 60 sacred temple vessels ready for use once the temple is rebuilt. And the campaign statement continued, "It is not enough to wait and pray for the third temple. It is a biblical obligation to build it. This generation of children is ready to see the center of Jewish worship rebuilt, once and for all." That was the description of their crowdfunding campaign, and, in no time at all, they actually surpassed their initial goal by receiving 900 pledges from 30 different countries worldwide and received 10,000 shares on Facebook. And Rabbi Richman explained why they were doing this. "We are constantly looking for ways to include as many people as possible in our mission to rebuild the Holy Temple. This is not about one group or organization, it's about bringing about a spiritual reunification of mankind. And today, with the help of the internet, our message is resonating across the globe. Our decision to use Indiegogo for this campaign was an extension of our success on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So again, they're using modern technology in our lifetime, never before in the history of the church, to actually help raise the funds to build the actual temple that the Antichrist is going up into, declaring himself to be God. But you might still be thinking, well, okay, that's a lot of money. I'll give you that. But you're going to need a whole lot more than that if you're going to be able to pull off building this third temple and all its precious amenities. And if you were to say that, you're right. And maybe that's why this recent discovery happened. It's almost like God brings everything about when it's the right time," this article says. "Billions of dollars of gold discovered under Eilat Mountains in Israel to be used to rebuild third Jewish temple. And they, quote, Genesis 2:12, the gold of that land is good, aromatic resin and onyx are also there. A treasure trove of raw gold worth billions of dollars is believed to be sitting under Mount Eilat in southern Israel, Breaking Israel News has learned. In an exclusive interview, Rabbi Yehuda Glick, the executive director of the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation in Jerusalem, revealed the news, which had been kept under wraps for the last several years. Explaining the discovery, Glick said that everything began with Friedman, a Temple Mount researcher, who had been studying each of the 12 unique stones set on the breastplate of the high priest as described in the Bible. Each stone represents one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and during his studies, Friedman realized that without a geological background he could not properly appreciate the depths and meanings behind each of these stones. So Friedman and Glick, knowing the Bible verses concerning gold in the land of Israel, realized this was a project which had to be pursued. Because of the extensive biblical proof, we presented the exact location where the gold was to be found, we won the license to begin digging. And they struck it big." Here's Yehuda Glick talking about it. "We are here in Jerusalem, on Jerusalem Day, with Rabbi Glick, and Rabbi, you're telling me. Rabbi Glick, I want to share with you something that is very new actually, we haven't really told people about it yet. You are one of the very first people to hear about it. We, with a group of geologists, after about 5 years of exploring, we have located a place, in the mountain of Eilat, where there is a large quantity of very high quality gold in the ground. We have found, both by taking pieces of the ground and sending it to laboratories, and also sending our results of our finding to different geologists around the world. We also have satellite photography of the area, and we know exactly where the canal of gold is, like 100 meters in the ground. It's an investment, but we know for sure that there is more than $1 billion worth of gold there. We're talking about more than 1 million ounces of gold that is spread around there. The first time we have convinced the Ministry of Israel to give us an exclusive license to that area, we have the exclusive license to do the digging as soon as we manage to raise the money needed for the investment. Within 30 days we can go down there and start drilling, and we will come back with what you call deposit reports. Within a year we can do that, and then we can start digging. We need the exclusive license to do it." Reporter, "Are you serious?" Rabbi Glick, "Serious? Yes, I'm serious. God said in the book of Genesis, and the gold of that land is good. 4. And apparently that gold is going to be used to help build the temple. And why do I say that? Because they go on to say. When asked what these modern-day biblical explorers plan to do with their billions in gold, Rabbi Yehuda Glick replied, "Ultimately, we expect to use the gold in the rebuilding of the third temple. Whether we use the gold itself for creating vessels and decoration or by selling the findings and using the money to buy the materials and manpower needed to rebuild the temple, we look forward to that great day." What great day is that? When the Antichrist will go up into it halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. Is this wild or what? They've got all the finances they need and then some to rebuild that last day's temple now. The seventh way we know the Jewish people really are ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the plans are ready to build the temple. Now, as you read about the crowdfunding campaigns, one of the things they're going to be doing with this money, is the creation of the architectural plans for the rebuilding of the temple. which is pretty basic. You can't build a temple without the plans, unless of course you want to end up with things like a build with no plans and last for about 14 seconds when a cat brushes up against it and it falls over. But seriously, you have to have plans before you can start, right? Well, guess what? Thanks to the financing, they've got them. In fact, here's a transcript of a video of Rabbi Richman of the Temple Institute reading some of the new plans for the temple, and I'll explain what they include. Imagine two men sitting at the table with the plans for the third temple laid out in front of them. Rabbi Richman is pointing out all the different spots on the plan and is explaining to the other gentleman all the things that will be built into the temple. The plans are bigger than the tabletop and they are 3 sheets deep. It is going to be beautiful when completed.
They go on to say, "Now is time for one of the most ambitious projects yet, completing the architectural plans for the actual construction of the temple. The Temple Institute has engaged with an architect to map out as practically as possible the modern third temple's construction. The third temple will be equipped with every modern amenity, full computerization, underground parking, temperature control, elevators, docks for public transportation, wheelchair access, and much more. With every detail of the future temple's requirements listed in the written and oral law, our architects are not only designers, but Torah scholars who will ensure that everything is built to the highest modern standards, while adhering to the letter of Jewish law. As you can see, our bold campaign to raise the finances for the preparations of architectural plans for the third temple has been successful, thanks to the hundreds of people who have supported this effort. This development will make the third temple a reality."
Then they go on to say, "This past Tisha B'Av we released a short video showing for the first time, the actual detailed architectural plans and 3D renditions of the actual Holy Temple sanctuary. The architectural plans for the third Holy Temple have begun. Stage 1, this sanctuary is huge. With the sun shining on it, it looks like it is made of gold. The altar is in front and the smoke is coming from it as sacrifices are being made. Hundreds of people are standing around in the courtyard. The priests dressed in white with red ties around their waists, are blowing the horns. After passing the priests at the entry we go inside the double doors into a hallway. The hallway has two square arches that we need to walk through to get to a chamber where a priest is standing on a perch that is hanging from the ceiling. In the middle of the room is a large vase that is hanging on a golden rope from the ceiling. There are also several golden decorations hanging from a pole that is attached to the wall. There are several floors in this temple and many stairways going up. The next hallway we go down, on the wall are what looks like picture frames, but inside these are blue crowns with the Star of David in front and gold designs embossed all around them. As we walk down another hallway, we come into a large empty room, but on one wall there is a portion painted in red with what looks like two golden doves facing each other. This covers the wall ceiling to floor. Another large room has several priests in it, some on their knees. There are gold emblems on each of the walls with a red and blue curtain at the far end. In front of the curtain is the menorah. In another room we find the priests working with the cups and rolls of fabric. The ladders take us up to the top of the temple with a deck circling the top. We end up in a room at the very top with a red wall with the two golden doves. The Temple Institute, building the Holy Temple. The future is in our hands. 6. The eighth way we know the Jewish people really are ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the cow is ready to build the temple. Of course, I'm talking about the infamous red heifer. In fact, here's a video transcript of Rabbi Richman of the Temple Institute explaining this next ambitious project of theirs. Rabbi Richman, "For almost 30 years the Temple Institute has been accomplishing the impossible. We created a menorah made of solid gold for the Holy Temple. Everyone thought it couldn't be done. After 10 years of research we created a breastplate of the high priest. Everyone thought it was impossible. For the first time in 2,000 years we have produced pure olive oil for the menorah. Over 60 vessels have been restored by the Temple Institute. Everyone thought it couldn't be done. All these things people told us were impossible. Now we are restoring the commandment of the red heifer. Everyone thought it was impossible. But all the commandments of the Torah are possible. Thank you for being part of the holy work of the Temple Institute." 7. The Temple Institute, the future is in our hands. Raise a red heifer in Israel. Now you might be thinking, okay, so what? So, they want to raise a red heifer in Israel. That's their next project. What's the big deal about that? Well, it is a big deal if you read the Bible. The Bible says without a red heifer you can't have that temple.
Numbers 19:1-4. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is a requirement of the law that the Lord has commanded, tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Give it to Eleazar the priest, it is to be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. Then Eleazar the priest is to take some of its blood on his finger and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting.
According to the Bible, a pure red heifer is needed to perform the necessary purification and cleaning rituals that are a part of the service of the temple. But the problem is, ever since the temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, pure red heifers no longer exist, until now. All of a sudden, several years ago, red heifers started popping back onto the scene. And even though some of the first ones ended up having a blemish and were disqualified, it just so happens they're starting to appear on the scene again after all these years. That should get your attention, first of all. Then, even if it didn't happen naturally, we just happen to be living in the times when we have the technology to artificially make one through genetic engineering and cloning. But even so, God doesn't need modern technology to meet the need. Thanks to the Temple Institute, guess what they just produced on one of their farms? That's right. A pure red heifer, and this one does qualify. Here's the announcement from Rabbi Richman. Rabbi Richman, for 2,000 years we've been waiting for a perfect red heifer. People think that finding a real red heifer is impossible. But the truth is that there are thousands of red cows. Go to Google and you will see red Angus in America, you'll see red cows in the Scottish Highlands, you'll see red cattle in Norfolk, Ireland, just to mention a few. There are many red calves throughout the world. But the challenge is not to find a particular red cow, the challenge is to raise a perfect red heifer according to the exact biblical requirements here in the land of Israel. It's time to stop waiting and start doing. The Temple Institute has embarked upon an unprecedented, historical project to raise a herd of red cows here in the land of Israel. After decades of intensive study and research, the Institute has partnered with an Israeli cattleman and using state-of-the-art technique under strict rabbinical supervision, we are going to raise a herd of red cows here in Israel. We are going to select a proper candidate from this herd for the fulfillment of the biblical requirements of the commandments of the red heifer. Make no mistake, this project is nothing less than the first stage of the reintroduction of biblical purity into the world. The prerequisite of the rebuilding of the Holy Temple. For 2,000 years we have been mourning the destruction of the Holy Temple. But the future is in our hands. You can become part of history. Help us make this project become a reality. The Temple Institute, the future is in our hands. Raise a red heifer in Israel. This literally just happened at the time of this writing. All that they need to build the last day's temple is here, including a red heifer. It's almost like we're living in the last days and it's time to get motivated. They go on to say, the Temple Institute has announced the birth of a flawless all-red heifer that could pave the way for the fulfillment of a major end times biblical prophecy. In Jewish theology, the red heifer is essential to the rebuilding of the Third Holy Temple in Jerusalem and will be needed to be sacrificed to complete the ritual of purification for the temple. It is claimed there have only been 9 true red heifers, and the 10th will herald the construction of the Third Temple. Several red heifers have been born in the past but have been disqualified for not meeting the biblical requirements. But now, there is a red heifer in Israel. As Rabbi Richman shares, if there has been no red heifer for the past 2,000 years, perhaps it is because the time was not right, Israel was far from being ready. But now what could it mean for the times we live in, to have the means for purification so close at hand? If there are now red heifers, is ours the era that will need them? It goes on to say, truly these developments show that the prophetic clock is ticking, and piece by piece the temple is getting ready to be rebuilt. Jews believe this event is part of the process that would mark the coming of the Messiah and the final judgment, as these Jewish guys share as well. Who knows, maybe this red cow will be the one used when the Messiah will come. I think they have the message of the red heifer, and it is for all mankind, not just the Jewish people. I believe that when it happens, the non-Jewish people also believe in the red heifer and the coming Messiah, they are waiting just like we are. I think it's the beginning of the times when we need to do what we have to do to get ready for it. In other words, wake up and stop goofing off. We need to realize we're living in the last days and it's time to get motivated. Virtually everything is ready for the Holy Temple. What more does God have to do to get our attention? If we see for the first time in 2,000 years the Jewish people having the desire, the leadership, the organization, the finances, the plans, and even a genuine red heifer needed to rebuild that last day's temple now, then at how much closer is the rapture of the church which takes place prior? We are so close, folks, it's not even funny. And this is why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the Jewish people and the Antichrist, to show us that the 7-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising all around us. It's time to wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. You don't want to be here when God pours out his judgment upon this wicked and rebellious planet. It's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. The only way to escape is through Jesus. Take the way out now before it's too late. Get saved today. But if you're reading this today and you're a Christian, then it's high time we stop goofing off and getting distracted with this world. Let's get busy working together sharing the gospel with as many as we can. Let's leave here living for Jesus and longing for his return. Amen.